With every Pokemon series comes a brand new cast of companions ready to replace the old. There was Tracy, Max, Dawn, May, the Sun and Moon cast, etc, etc. But by far the best cast of characters that were introduced in the Pokemon anime were none other than the XY cast, a cast so good that they didn't even need to bring back any old characters from the past Pokemon series. My name is Pokey, and these are the certified goats of the Pokemon anime. Now the XY cast has so much depth to go into, and in this video we're going to be diving into every single character and why they were arguably the best cast in Pokemon's history. Now with every Pokemon series that releases, we always have a rival to combat Ash during his journey, and most of the time it's a jerkwad that either trash talks Ash for no reason or one that's legit the scum of the earth, aka Paul. But the XY series tried something different with their rival, which brings us to character number 1, Sawyer. Sawyer was the first rival that didn't have an egotistical personality or was a straight up hater like Paul was. He was by all means a great dude. He was a very nice friend of Ash, and unlike other rivals, Sawyer actually admired Ash's skills as a trainer and a person. Now this is unheard of, a person that isn't actually an annoying brat and actually looks up to the main character. What? For once in our lives, we got a rival who is just that, a rival. The Pokemon writers finally realized that a rival doesn't need to be rude or a straight up animal abuser to be an interesting character. Sawyer admired Ash since the beginning of their introduction and has always fought against Ash despite losing constantly, because although Sawyer didn't like losing, I mean who does, he looked past it because he enjoyed battling with Ash. And he wasn't a snob of a trainer, no, my guy was genuinely on top of things. He was like the Deku of the Pokemon verse, constantly analyzing Ash's skills and weaknesses. He was also ahead of Ash in gym badges. You know, when Ash was under his slump with Greninja, I get it, he was, you know, kind of not in the mood, but still, that's an impressive feat nonetheless. He was an outstanding Pokemon trainer, no questions asked. So when he lost to Ash in the league and you saw him break down, it genuinely hurt inside, because unlike all the other rivals in Pokemon, he is the most relatable to the average person. You admire someone like Ash and you want to beat them. You will do everything in your power to work hard in order to achieve that victory. But when you lose the biggest tournament ever, you break down because it's just how things go. It's life after all. And Sawyer realizes this, but even still it sucks. He obviously enjoyed his battle against Ash, but regardless he tried his best, but his best just wasn't enough. But coming to terms with that and moving on is what Sawyer did, and that's what makes him an excellent rival. Now moving on to our female companion, we have the one and only Serena. Now Serena is beloved for many reasons, but the main reason is due to her personality. Unlike other female companions such as Misty and May, they always had that sassy archetype, and it has been overdone tremendously. Heck, even Dawn and Iris had it to a degree. It's an anime trope so overused, man, where just the female character just belittles the MC and just hits them and everything. The most common, you know, example of this is Sakura and Naruto, which... it's not funny. But in XY, that all changed with Serena. You see, unlike the other female companions, Serena's personality was just far different. She had no sass at all, and instead was immensely kind and caring to the entire cast. With Bonnie, she was constantly bonding with each other's interests and appearances and crafts. With Clement, she was albeit a bit skeptical, but very amazed by Clement's intelligence. And of course, with Ash, she admired his tenacity and his will to never give up till the very end, which sparked her love for Ash throughout the series. Not to mention, they put so much more effort into her performances, and my gosh, did her songs go hard in the Japanese version. You could tell there was passion and care put into not only the animation, but also the songs within the performances, which really did help elevate the feeling you got from Serena's performances. It made it feel like she really did give it her all, and it showed too, not only visually, but in her entire demeanor as well. It shifted from wallowing in sorrow to overcoming her past failures and learning from them, a lot like Sawyer in that regard. Not to mention, she is a gosh darn great trainer too. People tend to forget that she would spar with Ash from time to time, and let me tell you, it definitely showed during those Team Flare encounters, that's for sure. Serena was loved by all because she showed the audience that it's okay to fail, and through commitment and hard work and never giving up, you can move forward. She was a star among female companions, but set a whole new bar for female characters in Pokemon as a whole. Now moving on, we have our bro companion within the series, which is none other than Clement. Now Clement is an interesting character because he's very similar to arguably the best bro companion in the entire franchise, while also being very different. Clement is a certified genius, and the show makes that apparent to you as you progress through the series, with the most notable invention he's created being Clembot, a literal Pokemon robo trainer. But the thing about Clement is that he's just a normal dude. Despite being so smart, he is chill and even socially awkward sometimes. But make no mistake, he is a very cool guy who uses his inventions to benefit the lives of both people and Pokemon. And he really drills in this fact time and time again throughout the show. And this is put to the test where Clement makes the ultimate sacrifice by killing off his most prized invention and friend, Clembot. Not only does this emotional scene take a toll on our eyes, but makes us realize how far Clement is willing to go to ultimately save the world. and he even rebuilt Klemmbaugh after the war was over, further showing his commitment and love for his inventions. He was an anomaly amongst bro companions, as he was very different in both personality and character compared to the rest of the dudes in the Pokemon series. But nonetheless, he's very much loved within the Pokemon community, and he's also my favorite character from X and Y as well, so yeah. And now moving on, we have our deuteragonist of the XY series, which is none other than Alon. I believe Alon is the standout of the XY cast, as his character arc is arguably the most developed in the entire show. He had his own miniseries, which established why he was working for an evil organization like Team Flare, while also showing that he genuinely cares about not only his own Pokemon, but others as well. Alon's character is so freaking good, because he has a very admirable goal, which is to protect Marin and help Chespi. That would be his entire purpose in becoming a Pokemon trainer, not for fame or glory, but to be strong enough to protect someone he cares about. And towards the end of the series, he broke past Lysander's manipulation and finally came to his senses. Because after all, Lysander was the person who recruited him and saw potential in Alon. So it makes perfect sense why he couldn't let go of that, since he was technically his guardian in a sense, and it was the reason he got so powerful in the first place. We haven't really seen anything like Alon in the Pokemon series, where a character fights for someone he cares about while being almost an anti-hero of sorts, going so far as to betray his only other friend, Ash, for his goal. In the beginning, he saw battling only as a means to get more powerful, until he fought Ash, which is when he realized how fun battling truly is when you and your opponent have a true bond. Which I think is very fitting, given that the entire series was based around Mega Evolution. And we finally have Bonnie, whom I think is likely the most underrated character within the entire XY cast. Bonnie was basically just a better version of Max in every way possible. She was a perfect mix between comedic relief and just straight up fun to watch on screen. Bonnie was never really annoying, as much of her dialogue made her act as a kid should be. She was interested in all kinds of things and would love to gas up her brother's inventions, which I thought was pretty wholesome. Bonnie is just so adorable with her interactions with other Pokemon, and in a way, it's kind of how we would act if we were in that world as well. Finding all the cute Pokemon such as Eevee or Dedenne and just squishing our faces together is something we do with our pets already, so she is very relatable when it comes to that. The most common trope you'll notice with all these different characters is that they break the mold of your typical Pokemon companions. They have so much more depth and are way more unique than anything we have seen prior to X and Y. The characters felt more dynamic and had many layers as well. They just felt so well written, which makes me kind of annoyed since they could have done the exact same thing with Black and White, but whatever, I'm gonna calm down. But before we end this video, I just want to say I have made a video on almost every XY member in the squad except for Alon and Bonnie, so be sure to watch my newest Clement video or Sawyer video if you're interested. But what do you think of the XY cast? Are they underrated or overrated? Which is your favorite member and why? Comment down below, as I do read a bunch of my comments. And make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future videos. But that's all Yuki wrote, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace.